Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. Baruch Hu said to Moshe, say, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the Yikuli Truma, they should take from me the separation, Meyes Kolish Hashem Yidbenu Liboi, from every man whose heart desires, Tikhu as Trumaisi. You should take my Truma, as Trumosi. You should take my Truma. The Medrash says about this pasuk, Adonu Desiv, about this it is written, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, I have given you a good teaching, Toirosi al tazayv, do not forsake my Torah. Al tazayvu es hamekach shenosati lochem. This is a pasuk in Mishle, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, I have given you a good teaching, Toirosi al tazayvu, do not forsake my Torah. Medrash says, "Al tazayvu es Mecca shenosati lochem." Do not forsake the Mecca that I have given. There are certain sales, most sales, as a matter of fact, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sells something to, where a person sells something to another, but the owner doesn't come along with the Mecca. If I sell you a field, you get the field, but I don't come along with it. If I sell you a house, I don't come along with the house. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Mecca, where not only do we take over that Mecca, not only do we take over that Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with the Torah. That's a special Mecca. So Toirosi al Tazayu, do not forsake my Torah. This is a special Mecca that I've given to you. What is the limud? What does that mean? Al Tazayu is a Mecca Shemasaki Lochem. And what is so special about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along with the Mecca? So the Rishash on the Medrash explains that the Torah is telling us over here, the Medrash is telling us a secret of how to come close to Hashem. If we take over the Torah, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes together with the Torah, Memela, that is the way we bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Regularly, if you buy a house, the Meicher of the house doesn't come along with it. You buy a piece of karka, you buy an appliance, the Meicher, the seller, doesn't come along with it. If you want to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you learn the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along together with the Torah. That is the simple shot in the Medrash. Now the question is, what has this got to do with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Daro b'nei Yisrael, yichuli truma, yeis kolish, sheyivenu libay. So very nice, it's a nice Medrash, and it's a nice drasha, hilakach toiv, but if the Medrash brings it down regarding our parasha, it has to have some sort of a connection. And the answer is simple. It says in the Torah, here in Parashas Truma, v'osru li migdash v'shachanti b'seicham. They shall make for me a Beis HaMikdash, and I will dwell amongst them. Al-Sheikh HaKadosh points out, it's really a Medrash. It doesn't say, V'shachanti b'seichoy, that I will dwell in it, in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shachanti b'seichom, I will dwell within each and every single individual. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each individual to be a mini Beis HaMikdash, and in that way, he'll rest the Shechinah in the Beis HaMikdash, in the big Beis HaMikdash itself. But the real mitzvah is v'shachanti b'seichom within each and every individual. That's what the Medrash is telling us over here. How do you make yourself into an individual, into a Beis HaMikdash? Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem toirosi al tazayvu. I gave you a mekach, and if you're oisik with that mekach, but both liban and Torah, by doing the mitzvahs, that is the blueprint for making yourself into a Beis HaMikdash, and with that you can be mekayim the v'osu l'migdash v'shachanti b'seicha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah, Rav Chof Ches, that Hillel HaZaken had 80 Talmidim. The least of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What was the godliness of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? He said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that he did not believe every single aspect of Torah and every single secret of the Bria he was aware of. Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha, Agadah. All the Tosefta's with everything. Sichas Malachi Hashores, he understood the language of the Malachi Hashores. Sichas the Kolim, he understood the language of the trees. Sichas Chayas V'Oipas, he knew everything. So the Gemara asks, if that was the Koyach of the least of the Talmidim of Hillel, so what was the Koyach of the greatest one? They said about Rav Yonasan ben Uzziel, the greatest of the Talmidim, that when a bird would fly over him, the bird would be Nishra, would get burnt up. Agav. So the Belt asks a question, so what was the Kayach of Elul himself? This is the Talmud, Yenizim, and Rizio, that the bird gets burnt up, so what did Hillel accomplish? So the Belt says over that Hillel's Kayach was that the bird did not get burnt up. And he was able to hold back that power of destruction that the bird didn't get burnt up. Now, although the Belt says that over, but the Yerushalmi says it's not true. That by Hillel, he was even greater than his Talmud. Yenizim, and Rizio, if the bird flew directly over, so within Dalai Lama's, it got burnt up. By Hillel, it was a much, much wider area that the bird got burnt up. But what's the Indian? The Indian is that there's a tremendous fire of Torah, because the Shekhinah that rests with that person, so that physical beings cannot survive over there. It's a spiritual place. Each and every one of us, Hagam, you don't see that fire on top of us, and Hagam, you don't have that kayach of burning up a bird. So when each and every one of us learns Torah, there is a fire surrounding us. There's a spiritual kayach surrounding us. That is the kayach of Osir Yimikas Rishachanti B'Seichon, that the Shekhinah rests within each and every one of us. Memelo, there is a spiritual kayach. Because some Sofer once stayed over by one of his Talmidim. So the Talmud wanted to wash the Samsayf. The Talmud went to sleep, but he left the door open a little bit so he could peek in and see what the Samsayf was doing. So Samsayf sat down by his Gemara, and he said, Omer Abaya. He said, this German is Yiddish. Omer Abaya. Abaya hat gesagt. Abaya said. And then he says, nein, not Abaya said. Abaya zogt. Abaya says. He's present with us right now. And then the Talmud saw how a fire comes and surrounds the Chassam Sofer while he's learning the Gemara. Talmud was able to see this. Now, the Chassam Sofer was able to produce that fire that you should be able to see it. We're not. Uncle Lemaiser, because I'll tell us that Asorah Sheh Yashmer Belaimdin, the Shechina Sheh Rimbayan, and even less than Asorah, and Shnai HaKadosh Baruch who sits and listens, Sheh Yamar Oz Nidru Yiri Hashem, Isha Shoyer Vayakshav Hashem Vayishma, HaKadosh Baruch who sits and takes part in the Torah when his children sit and learn. That's what the Torah is telling us over here. On the parasha of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Medrash quotes, Ki lekach Torah nasati b'chem, I come along with that mecca. And the Mela, that is the blueprint for the building of the Beis HaMikdash within yourself. That's part one of the Medrash. That is a different stickle of this Medrash. The Medrash brings a marshal. Marshal of Melech, there was a king that had an only daughter. Came along a prince from somewhere else, and he took the daughter as his wife. He was ready to go off to his own palace. So the father of the princess, who just had given away his daughter in marriage, he said, "Oy." He says, "This is my only daughter, my beautiful daughter." He says, "Lifer Shemena, Amy Yahu. I can't part from her. On the other hand, that I should keep her here with me, I can't do that either. You married her, you have to take her." So this much I ask of you. I ask you for a type. Wherever you're going to live, make for me a little room where I can come and I can be near you so I don't have to part from my daughter completely. Kakomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I have an only type, my daughter. And I'm giving it to Klal Yisrael. Live for Hashem and not any other. I can't separate myself from the type. On the other hand, I have to give it to you. This much I ask of you, make for me a little mishkan, a little room where I could dwell. I could always be within proximity of the Torah. That's the Va'osuli Migdosh V'Shachanti B'Seichem. Zoy Shteit Mevrish. So the Mepharshim ask Akashe, what in the world is going on here? What does the marshal have to do with the Torah? By the marshal, a father gives away his daughter, he gives her away to a strange man, he can't live with it. Right. But by the Torah, Adarav, when we learn Torah, we're learning the word of Hashem. What's the Pshat? Because Baruch Hu is separating himself from the Torah, that we need a room to be right then and there, that he needs a room to be right next to them. What's the Pshat? It's not done to the marshal. So there's a Moedic Epshah here from the Sefer Divrei Shaul, Rav Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon, from the big Poskim in the 19th century, Nifladik Epshah. Famous Gemara in Baba Metzia that says that there was a machloket between Rav Elazar and the Chachomim about a certain oven, if it's Tameh, if it's not Tameh, and Rav Elazar said it's Tor, and the Chachomim, that were the majority, they said it's Tameh. And Rav Elazar would not give in to them. He maintained his psak. He held it was Tor, and that's the way he was knowing. So Rav Elazar said to the Chachomim, if the halach is like me, then let the boxer tree show that I'm right. The boxer tree uprooted itself and it planted itself someplace else. Chachom said, we're not this one. The chorob of a boxer tree is not going to decide what the halacha is. So Rav Elazar said, Amas Hamayim Yechiyach, let the body of water, let it change course, and that will show that I'm right. Chachom would not fall for that either. That can't be Machriya the halacha either. So Rav Elazar said, Koisle Beis HaMedrash Yechiyach, let the walls of the Beis Medrash show that I'm right. Meaning, let the walls start tumbling over. And the walls started caving in. So Yeshua got up and he said to the walls of the Beis Medrash, he says, walls of the Beis Medrash, if the Chachamim are arguing in a halacha, you don't get involved. So the walls stopped tumbling over and they remained on a slant. They didn't straighten out because of the covet of Rav Elazar. On the other hand, they didn't fall down because of what Rabbi Yeshua said. Came along Rav Elazar and he said, Min HaShamayim Yechichu. Let them prove Min HaShamayim that I am right. So a Baskel came out Min HaShamayim and said, Hanach Leila Rav Elazar, leave Rav Elazar alone, Shahalacha Kemoise B'chol Mochi, the halacha is like him all over. So Rav Yeshua got up and he said, Ein Mashgicha the Baskel, we don't listen to the Baskel, tell your Leila HaShamayim me, Torah is not in Shemayim. Once the Torah was given over to us at Har Sinai, it is up to us to pass them, and we are the majority. The halach is Acharei Rav Lahakos, and therefore in Har Shemayim, they cannot pass the halach of your port. So you see from this Gemara, and the Rishonim speak out, so why then did the Baskel come out? To test the Bnei Yisrael, to see if they would stick to their principles that we go after the majority, and we're not to spoil from a Baskel. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says over there that one of the Tanoim met Eliyahu HaNavi at the time. And he asked him, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting and smiling, and he says, Nitzchuni Bonai Nitzchuni. My sons, you have conquered over me. You have won over me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried testing them with all of these different simonim, and they wanted to spoil. They stood to their principles, and they didn't give it. You see from over here that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he parted from it. In other words, the power of Hakroah, the power of deciding the Halacha, is given over to Klal Yisrael, and Min HaShemayim they cannot decide. If there's ever a Shaila, it goes over to the Bez Mishalmata. They don't give it away. That's given over to us. So that's the pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu parted with the Torah because he gave the power of being Machriya the Halacha over to Klal Yisrael. But there's a big problem, though. That's all very good, calls man you have tzaddikim. But what's the guarantee that the people that decide the halacha are going to be tzaddikim? Maybe they won't be Yirei Shemayim. Maybe they're going to bend the halacha in their favor. As Chazal say, for those that go the right way of the Torah, it's the potion of life. It could be the worst thing. So what's the guarantee that the Torah will be in the hands of those that pass the halacha properly? That's what this Medrash is talking about. I gave you the Torah, I gave you my daughter. Live for a shemena and a yachol. To separate myself completely, I'm not able to do. Because what's going to happen if you pass the halacha shaloi kedim based on your own negias? On the other hand, I can't stay with the Torah. I have to give it over to you because that is the way the hanhagi is. I want you to be machriya. What's the answer? Make for me a mishkan where I'll be in your vicinity. There's going to be kiddush over there. There's going to be a mighty ruach of Yiras Hashem. And if I'm in your vicinity and there's a ruach of Yiras Hashem, then the male I could trust that you're going to pass the halacha of the way. That is the marshal and the nimshal that got me the title. I gave you over my daughter. The power of the hakro takeh goes over to you. What's the guarantee that you'll do it with Yerushalayim? If I'm in your vicinity, Memeil, there'll be a ruach of Yerushalayim. And Memeil, I could trust that you're going to pass from Halacha proper. This is one of the milas that of the Beis HaMikdash that we don't even realize today that we're missing. When there was a Mishkan, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was an overwhelming ruach of Yerushalayim. It was difficult to do an Aveira then. People managed anyway. They managed to do Aveiras in the Midbar also. Or the Maisa, there was that overwhelming ruach of Yerushalayim, fear of Hashem, to walk in the straight ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nowadays we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have the Bate Medrash, the Bate Knesias, and the Bate Midrashes, the places where the Megagri Yerushalayim. That's where the people have to come from that are Machbiyah the Halacha. It's only someone with Yerushalayim that's able to be Machbiyah the Halacha. That's a lever that we see from this Medrash over here. It says about the Aron, the Yotzaktaloi Arba Tabay Zav. You should pour four rings of gold. You should place the rings, Rashi Taitis Pa'amoisa, on the four corners of the Aron. Ushtei Tabais Al Salei Ha'akas, two rings on one side of the Aron. Ushtei Tabais Al Salei Hashemis, and two rings on the second side of the Aron. So this pasuk seems to be a little bit redundant. Because once the pasuk says you should pour four rings of gold, place it on the four corners, usually the four corners are on different sides, so it didn't have to repeat and say shtei tabos al tzalei ha'akas or shtei tabos al tzalei ha'shenes. Why did it have to repeat it? So Rashi sort of like glosses over the Sahara, and Rashi said that the Torah is just explaining in more detail, two on one side and two on the other. But your brother is saying now, because of this, they learned different pshotim and how the tabois with the poles of the Aron were set up. There's a Taisus in the Sechtes Yuma that says that in actuality there were eight rings. In other words, the first ones, Arba Tabois, you should pour four tabois, that was four rings, where they put two poles in that were always there, that never were removed. And then another four rings that were above that with another two poles, that's what they carried the Aron with when they were traveling. So the Tosfos, the Reed Orleans, that says that they were tapped to eight tabois with two different sets of poles, one for decoration and one for actual carry. That's what Tosfos says. The Ibn Ezra says, Al-Khudish the Kipshad over here. He says, I searched all over, never do you find that the word pa'amoisa means corners. You never find such a thing. So what is the meaning of the word pa'amoisa? He says, a chiddush, that the Aron wasn't flat on the bottom. The Aron had legs. You find the word pa'amoisa, how beautiful are your feet in their shoes, daughter of Avraham Avinu, your feet when they go up to be Oyla Rego. So Pa'amon you find our regal, you find that they're legs. So the Ibn Ezra says there were two sets of rings. There was one set of rings on the legs that were coming out of the Aron. The Aron stood on legs. There were rings there for decoration without any poles. And then you have the regular four rings that they put the Bagan in to carry it with. Why was it necessary to have legs for the Aron? See, Ibn Ezra says, it's a design that just lie flat on the ground. It's a design. You know, to lie flat on the ground, that's why it had legs. That's what Ibn Ezra said. I heard a Mayri the Kipshat from Reb Chaim Zev Levitan. He said over, B'shem old Rav from Litte, Rav Zev Wines, a Chatanik Levracha, said another pshat, why the Aron had legs. It says in the Pasuk that Malachim have six wings. Two of the wings are to cover their eyes, because they can't look at the Shechina. Two of the wings are to fly with, and they say Shira with their wings. And the other two are to cover their legs. Pashtus is there at Tznius in front of the Shechina to cover their legs. But he said a different shot why the Malachim cover their legs. Because we know that it says in the Pasuk, a pasuk in Yeshaya, "V'nosati ma'halchem ben ha'oyim d'mo'eva." I will give you strides amongst the malachim. Amongst the oyim d'mo'eva are called malachim. They're called people that they're called beings that stand. Why? A malach is stagnant. A malach can never stay. A malach does not have a klayach habachira. A malach does not have any struggles against the Eitzahara. A malach remains on the same madrega that he was when he was created. He remains his entire life. An Adam, on the other hand, is a mahalif. He's always walking. He has to fight against his Yetzirah. He has the Siyonis, and that causes him to be oyla, to be oyla, to be oyla, and to become greater and greater. That's why an Adam is called a mahalif. This is why the Malachim cover their legs, because they are embarrassed in front of the Kayach of Bnei Adam. Their legs are not mahalkim. They remain in one place. They have their tachlis in the Bria, but the Kayach of Steiging, that does not belong to the Malachim. That's a Kayach. The legs of a person, in addition to being a physical way of getting around, it also represents a Ruchniyazdik Kayach of going weiter and weiter, Steiging further and further. So the Malachim are embarrassed of this Kayach of Adam, so they cover their legs. See, one at a time there. This is why the Aron had legs. The Aron represents the Talmud Chacham, the diving and learning, that fills himself up with Torah. He has to utilize his legs, not to be stagnant, never to settle for what he's already accomplished, always to go weiter and weiter and weiter. Benosakli mahalchim, benoim de ma'ele, a yid that learns Torah has to be a mahalach, he has to stay and go further and further. And that's really one of the pshatim they say, in imbuchu kaisai teilechu, in my chukim you have to walk, you have to move, you can't remain in the same spot, you have to have constant growth. Pasuk says, "Va'asisa minayra zohav tahir, mixture te'osa ha'minayra." You should make the minayra mixture. Now, te'osa implies it will be made by itself. It doesn't say mixture ta'asa es ha'minayra. Mixture te'osa es ha'minayra. The minayra will be made by itself. So Rashi b'forens, why? What does it mean the minayra will be made by itself? So he says, brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says in Ba'aloisra, Niskasha Moshe Mamasa HaMenayra. Moshe Rabbeinu found it very difficult to make the Menayra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed it to him once, and he showed it to him a second time, and Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to make the Menayra. Until finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, take the block of gold and throw it into the fire, and the Menayra will come out by itself. That's Mitzvah Te'oseh Es HaMenayra. It will be made by itself. As I state in Medrash. The question is, if that's the case, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that at the end Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to produce the Menorah anyway, so why did he show it to him once, and why did he show it to him twice? The Medrash says he brought down a Menorah of fire to show it to him. What was the purpose? If anyway Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be able to make it with all of his chachamim, so let him do it with a kill like that. Furthermore, it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Ve'osisa, you should make. How is he the kind of a sisa you should make if it was made by itself? Sotis Fasemes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us a lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us that l'chatchila you have to try. You have to be omel. You have to do everything possible in your kayak to be able to accomplish. After you've exhausted all of your kayakas, you did everything possible. When things seem impossible, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it happen. He gives you that special siyata d'shmaya that it gets done by itself. So Moshe Rabbeinu is still called Va'asisa. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did everything in his ability to be able to do it, and he mamash went to the limit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will give you that special siyata d'shmaya, and it will be considered like Va'asisa, like you did it. You have to do, the rest will come by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what happened over here. It's interesting to note that this lesson was told to us dafka by the Menorah that represents Kayach HaTorah, the Oyer HaTorah. A lot of times we find learning difficult. This is a Shver Sugya, and it's hard to concentrate, it's hard to put in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you put your Iker Kayachs into it, and the Seif Dover will be, I'll give you that Siyat HaShemayim. And this really stems with the Yerushalmi in Ishkolim. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Ishkolim says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Lomad Vishachach, Lomad Vishachach, he learned and he forgot and he learned and he forgot. By the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, he had fasted all that time. And by the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, he did not know an Oysachas of Tiger. She says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I tried so hard and I don't remember anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that this is a lesson for future generations. In case someone will come along and say, it's beyond me to learn, it's fair for me, it's difficult for me, whatever. They learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, he knew nothing. What happened? But because he put all of his kaisas into it, I gave it to him the matana. And Moshe Rabbeinu was zayka at the last moment before he came down, he was zayka to call out Teira Kula. That's not as similar to this mice of the Menaira. Moshe Rabbeinu tried and he tried and he tried. Finally threw it into the fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it come out by itself. That's a tremendous link to each and every one of us, that nothing is beyond us. If we put our kaychas into something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Yadav Shmai at the end. Just want to say over one more verse from the Vilna Gaon. What was that so difficult about the Menorah? What was so difficult? I mean, there were a lot of difficult things about the Beis HaMikdash. In Bayis Sheni, they produced two Menorahs. In the beginning of Binyan Bayis Sheni, they made a Menorah. After the Mice of Hanukkah, they produced the second Menorah. So they were able to do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to do it. What was so difficult about the Menorah? So the Vilna Gaon says, a Niflid the Kipshat. If you look at the numbers associated with the Menorah, numbers, the Menorah had seven konim jutting out. The middle one with the three on each side is seven. It had nine prachim, that's nine flowers on it. 11 kaftanim, 11 apples, 11 balls, and 22 gevim, 22 cups. That's a total of 49. But there was the base of the Menorah itself, which is one. That's a total of 50. The Menorah represented the 50 Madregas of Chachma. The 50 Madregas of Chachma and Kedusha that there are. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make the Menorah correspond with the 50 Madregas of Chachma up above. That was the difficult part. What Moshe Rabbeinu found impossible was, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was only zayin to 49 Madregas of Kedusha and Chachma. But the 50th one Hashem didn't give him. Memela, that's why he found it impossible. He could not make it correspond with the Aviv Shara of Kedusha. But that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you've reached the Madrega that a human being could reach, you did everything you could, now throw it into the fire, and may lie with you the rest. But that was the Shverika. And by you said it in Chalab didn't make it correspond. It was way beyond there. So it just made a Chitanius Dik in the Neira. The Chitanius Dik Edifice of the Neira. That wasn't such a difficult thing to do. But Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make it correspond with the Shari Chachma. There was one Shari Chachma that was beyond him that already he couldn't do. For that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the rest. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.